Good morning and praise the Lord, dearly beloved, and to the church in the house. God's word for today. We're reading from Titus chapter 2, beginning in verse 1. But speak thou the things which become sound doctrine, that the aged men be sober, grave, temperate, sound in faith, in charity, in patience. The aged women likewise, that they be in behavior as becometh holiness, not false accusers, not given to much wine, teachers of good things, that they may teach the young women to be sober, to love their husbands, to love their children, to be discreet, chaste, keepers at home, good, obedient to their own husbands, that the word of God be not blasphemed. Young men likewise, exhort to be sober-minded, in all things showing thyself a pattern of good works, in doctrine showing uncorruptness, gravity, sincerity, sound speech that cannot be condemned, that he that is of the contrary part may be ashamed, having no evil thing to say of you. Exhort servants to be obedient unto their own masters and to please them well in all things, not answering again, not purloining, but showing all good fidelity, that they may adorn the doctrine of God, our Savior, in all things. For the grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared to all men, teaching us that, denying ungodliness and worldly lust, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world, looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us, that he might redeem us from all iniquity and purify unto himself a peculiar people, zealous of good works. These things speak and exhort and rebuke with all authority. Let no man despise thee. In this passage of scripture, we should learn that the elders of the church, that is the older men and women in the church, should be certain to teach and more particularly to demonstrate the gospel of Jesus Christ. Keep in mind the old adage, ways and actions speak louder than words. The older saints should know that it is their responsibility to make sure that the younger saints understand and know how to demonstrate the gospel of Jesus Christ and how we should treat one another and not walk according to the tradition of men but not in the wisdom of the world. We must find time to stop and thank the people who make a difference in our lives. John F. Kennedy. Love God, love others, and love yourself again today. Let us pray. All wise and eternal God, in the name of Jesus the Christ, us again this morning, we give you thanks, praise, honor, and glory for your goodness and for your mercy. Holy Father, we thank you for allowing us the opportunity to experience the dawning of this new day with the saints of our mind, activity of our limbs. And we ask you again, God, today, if you'd be so kind to continue to lead, guide, and direct us, God, that we can do and be who you would charge us to be according to your written word. God, and we ask you to please forgive us anywhere and everywhere we failed you in word and deed or in thought, that again today, God, that you will take pleasure in leading us and guiding us in the path of righteousness for your name's sake. Thank you, God, this morning, God, because we trust and believe that you're going to keep us reminded of your word. We're going to keep it in our hearts, that we will remind ourselves as well, that with you on our side, you're more than the whole world against us. And since you be for us, then who can be against us? With this promise in mind, with this word that cannot change in mind, with the knowledge of it, God, we press toward the mark. We move forward. God, we are forgetting the things that are behind us that we can do nothing about. God, hallelujah, but what we're going to do is extract the wisdom from our past experiences and move forward, God, to demonstrate who you are by your word with the indwelling of your spirit. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Because again this morning, God, we realized that when we came to full consciousness this morning, we were able to understand and refresh our minds in that you are God and you are God alone. It's you that have made us and not we ourselves, and no man come to you except you draw him. So we know, God, that we came to see this new day because of your love and your mercy. And we want to show you love back today, God, by demonstrating your word, by trying to help those that are in darkness to see themselves in the darkness that they're in. And if they will practice the counsel that we share with them and hear our testimonies, God, they will too seek to come out of that darkness and that lack of understanding that they're in, into this glorious light of the gospel of Jesus Christ. God, for the Lord Jesus left it on record, it is my Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Hallelujah. We thank you and we praise you. We give you glory and honor. We are reminded again this morning, God, that you let us know by your word that seek you first in your kingdom and what you want, your righteousness, your holiness. God, and all the things that we need to be who you would have us to be, you would see to it that we would get it, because the Apostle Paul said, and my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory. And for this, Lord, we thank you again this morning. God, hallelujah, for watching over us, keeping us through the night. God, and allowing us to wake to see this new day. God, with the saints of our mind and activity of our limbs. So as we embark upon this day to perform the tasks that you set before us today, we move forth, God, hallelujah, and we move forward, realizing and understanding, God, and that it's the wisdom that you have provided us, the clarity and understanding of your word. God, it's a charge on us to help others to come to that same clarity and understanding. Father, courage, God, that you've given us, God, to move forward, that we help others, that when they too allow you to move in their life and baptize them with the Holy Ghost, that they too will have the baptism of your spirit with the Christ of God, that we can move forward and help others to understand that your scripture teaches us, greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. Because with the baptism of your spirit and indwelling of the Christ of God, we have the power and the authority to resist the devil and make him flee from us. You even let us know in your word, God, and we thank you right now that you let us know in your word, God, that if we bind things in the earth, you'll bind it in heaven. If we loose it in the earth, you're going to loose it in heaven. But we know, God, hallelujah, that your word worked when we're doing things that we do in righteousness, in the holiness of your word and your charge for us, God. And we know that you're right there with us, that you're in us. And whatever befalls us, whatever trial, tribulation, God, or adversity that befall us, God, we know that you're there with us because you promised, Lord, that you would never leave us nor forsake us. So, God, I pray again this morning that you look on all the pastors everywhere, look in every church, Lord, God, and grant a refreshing from your presence, that we stand and preach and teach this gospel without fear, favoritism, or compromise, and we teach it with purpose, pride, dignity, and diligence to help people that are on the edge, people that are at places of indecision. God, the preaching of your word and the clarity of your word will help them, God, to come to understand and prayerfully and hopefully, God, that they will seek after you, and as they seek after you through getting in church and seeking to be saved, God, that you're going to save them, God, and baptize them with the Holy Ghost, God, hallelujah, that they too, God, will have the indwelling of your spirit to be able to help others that they know to believe in like fashion, that they too, God, will be able to come out of the darkness and the ignorance of the world when it comes to the gospel of Jesus Christ, that they can continue to help others, because we know that the mercy and the grace that you've shown us in saving us from this underworld generation, we know that we are saved, that by us others will be saved. So we know that it's our responsibility. So bless all our pastors and preachers. Bless all the believers, God, all of the witnesses of the gospel everywhere, as we stand, God, hallelujah, to help people to come out of darkness into the light that you've created for the righteous. We ask you again this morning, Holy Father, to look on those that have lost their self-sufficiency, lost their financial independence, God, hallelujah, because of this great armor that you've loosed in the land. God, we see all of these fluctuating prices. We see that the cost of living is rising, but the wages are remaining the same. People are struggling to survive, God, some more than others, and it seems that the ones that can maintain themselves still for a long while, God, because they had the affluence, God, that they are still pressing those that don't have. And we know, God, that this is why some of the things that's going on in the world is to attack them, because you have put your word in us, and we're believing you that you would never leave us nor forsake us. So however, whatever you let befall humanity, God, for those that believe and trust in you and don't waver in our faith, we know this morning, God, that you're going to see us through, because your word teaches us, hallelujah, that those that endure to the end shall be saved. That's our hope. That's my prayer again this morning, God. So restore, God, the independence, God, to these people, that they can help other people to see that whatever happens, don't give up on God, because look what he did for me. I'm starting my own business, and other people are working for me that didn't have jobs. Do it, God, I pray this morning in the name of Jesus the Christ. Let your word reach out, God, and touch those that are in sick beds, wherever they are. In institutions, God, hallelujah, at home, wherever they are, God, hallelujah, when you hear the cry, please forgive me, Holy Father, and restore me and heal me. God, you're going to hear that cry, and you're going to get them out of those sick beds and back on their feet, and they're going to testify, hallelujah, that I know that when I really turned loose and sought God in sincerity and in truth, I cried out to God in tears and sincerity. And the Lord heard my cry. And as the psalmist said, the Lord heard my cry, and he lifted me up and out of the horrible pit, out of the miry clay, set my feet on a solid rock and established my going and put a new song in my mouth. God, and people that will hear their testimony will begin to seek after you. This is our hope and our prayer, Lord. For those, God, in the name of Jesus, God, have lost their way because they allowed their feelings, their emotions to control them, like so many of us do. God, I pray that when they turn to you in sincerity and in truth and acknowledge the fact, Lord, I knew better. I knew I should not have done that. God, I allowed my flesh to get in the way. God, when they cry out, Lord, please forgive me. Anywhere and everywhere that I failed you in word, in deed, or in thought, God, when you hear their sincere cry, reinstate them, God. Get them back on the right path in life. That through their repenting, through their changing, through their confession, God, others of those around them will realize what they did, and hopefully and preferably they will begin to do it. And when they do, God, you're going to save them by baptizing them with the Holy Ghost. God, in the name of Jesus the Christ, I pray. We ask you again this morning, God, to strengthen the hearts, God, of those that have lost loved ones. And we know that there be many, God, that are crying out to you today from every corner of the world. God, hallelujah, because some have lost their loved ones to senseless violence. Some have lost their loved ones to people that just want to have power over people. God, but I'm asking you, God, where you hear that sincere cry, moved by your spirit, strengthen those parents, God, strengthen those loved ones, God, that they will take courage, and God, as well as they want to get in the streets and march, and to try to get things done, that they'll get in the church house and pray as much, if not more, than they march in the street. They'll be in the church praying. Then their homes praying, God, that you'll turn their homes into God presence homes because of their crying out to you. And they won't give up on you because you don't do it in a week or two. But they're going to persevere. They're going to continue to hold on and keep crying out to you, God. And those of us that have the baptism of your spirit are going to keep them encouraged, and we're going to pray with them and for them until you move in their life. God, we want to help them to understand that you know the heart of a man. And when they're not sincere, they're holding up their own blessing. But when they make up in their mind, I want to walk away from this lifestyle. I want to just, the people that's in my life that they don't want to go to church either, I'm going to separate myself from these people because I just want to be saved. And when, God, you see that sincerity, when you hear that repentant cry, moved by your spirit, Lord God, we pray. God, and help them, Lord, strengthen the hearts and get them back in the right place in life, Lord. God, and get those people, God, when their homes begin to clean up, when the spirits, God, these negative spirits begin to leave the homes. God, when they realize all of this, they're going to get out to the church house and they want to gather together to praise you, to worship you, to honor you, to give you glory for your love, your mercy, and your kindness. So we thank you, we praise you, and we honor you, Lord God. In the name of Jesus the Christ, I pray. And I ask you, God, for everyone that seek you in sincerity and in truth, that you baptize them too with the Holy Ghost, so that all that have them dwelling of your spirit will be caught up on that great day when the Lord Jesus shall stand in the clouds and shout hallelujah with the trump of God and with the voice of the archangel. The Bible teaches us that the dead in Christ shall rise first, then those that are alive and remain on the earth shall be caught up together to meet the Lord in the air and shall forever be with the Lord. This is my hope and my prayer. So God, as I ask again, God, those that are sick, God, hallelujah, those that we know that are sick, God, we pray for them. Those that we don't know but are praying to you, crying out, God, we're praying with them, but grant healing, grant restoration of good health. God, that people can testify what you've done. But until the day that we're caught up, God, keep us reminded that you're going to maintain our cause, that you're going to continue to lead us and guide us in the path of righteousness for your name's sake. You're going to supply us with whatever it is that we need to be who you want us to be. God, according to your riches in glory, so saith the scripture. God, hallelujah. And when the day shall come, we shall be caught up to meet the Lord and be with him forever. Be with you, Lord God. In Jesus' name I pray, and I do believe that I'm going to have what I ask because I ask it in Jesus' name. And so it is, God, for everyone everywhere that's crying out to you according to their faith and of your word and their belief and trust in you. In Jesus' name, amen. Good morning again, everybody. Remember again today that things are not as bad as they seem. Nothing can happen to you today that God and you can't handle. Keep telling yourself, I'm healed, I'm delivered, I'm prosperous, and I'm saved right now. So again today, you go well and be safe. And remember again, as you would that men should do unto you, do ye also unto them.